delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children, or working on some stage in L.A.? Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor, or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones, pray for the ones who don't know? Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sobbed for the ones left below? Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue, and the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer, and look at yourself and what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran.
I think we have a responsibility. I think we have a responsibility to our children and our grandchildren for generations to come, to explain to them what happened on the 11th of September, 2001. I think we owe them a debt so that they understand. I mean, think about this. Your children and grandchildren that were born after September the 11th, 2001, what do they know about it? They didn't experience it like you and I did. They didn't stop with their mouth hanging open and tears in their eyes, or going to the local hardware store to buy American flags, or get in their pickup trucks and drive to New York to help in any way they could. The way people do now for Texas, and already on their way to Florida, to give the way only Americans give. When you talk about American exceptionalism, it's the way we rise to a crisis. It is the way we rise as a nation to a crisis that is unparalleled in human history. A free people rises to help each other, to lend a hand, to give comfort, to give what we have, to give of ourselves, to give our time, to give resources, whether it's a meal or a pat on the back or a prayer. Nobody rises like America. We all witnessed it on the 11th of September, 2001. And I wonder often since that day, how long did that feeling last? When do we go back off the rails? Because in recent years, that unity was certainly lost. And there are those who would have you believe that America is not an exceptional nation, but they are wrong. They are wrong to the core. And you watch how we respond to the aftermath of Irma. As Americans of all kinds and all colors and all creeds descend on Florida, just as they descended on Houston and the Gulf Coast 2 weeks ago, the same will happen now. As strangers reach out to help strangers in a time of critical need. And when I say we have a responsibility, I mean to find the tapes. NBC often runs the entire morning broadcast again, at least they used to. They won't be able to today, obviously, because of all the news going on. But on a secondary channel, you can find the entire feed as it happens in real time. And Matt Lauer and others watched the planes slam into the World Trade Center. And I saw the second plane hit as I was watching live television. As I told you, I was coming back from a dentist appointment, having taken my mother to see the dentist. And I was standing there looking at the television, wondering what's going on when the second plane hit. And then the Pentagon. And then came word from Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Things that will live in our heads and our hearts forever. Images we will never forget. Holding on to those that we love like you will never forget. These are the things that define us as a nation. It makes me wonder if we're seeing a bit of that now. As we come together and coalesce as a people, as Americans, to stand up together, to rise. Two massive disasters back to back. This one from nature, the other one from men. But I see greatness in this, and I see the unity of who we are. And I think we need to sit down with our children and our grandchildren to show them exactly what happened, to show them video, so they can understand, so they can get a sense. They'll never understand how we felt on that day. And hopefully they never will feel that. Hopefully they'll never experience an attack like that and feel that thing in the pit of your stomach. That slight bit of nausea, followed by a burst of anger and emotion. Then an explosion of real anger and real emotion. Hopefully they'll never experience that, but they need to understand this best they can, because we are their stewards, we are their shepherds, and we must help them to understand so they don't forget, so they understand who we are as a nation, what we stand for, and what we stand against. We stand against terrorism in all its forms, no matter where it originates from. So on this day, God bless America. God bless America. And don't forget that moment of silence coming up just before 9 o'clock this morning, Eastern Time. It's Monday. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.